Good morning, A-Town. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you get a second date, we'll hook you up with $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is Jacob.
Jacob, good morning, family. How can we help you, bro?
Hey, man, I'm just calling in. You know what I'm saying? I'm calling because my wife, you know what I mean? She tripping, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been, you know, our daughter, you know, by marriage, you know what I'm saying? She just turned 13. Her father not in her life, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, be a good father. She said I don't spend enough time with her, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to step it up, you know what I'm saying? So it's her dad not in her life, you know what I'm saying? So me being a stepdad and her real dad not being there, I felt the need to step up and kind of do something extra, you know what I'm saying? But my wife, she actually kicked me out the house. I'm the breadwinner in the house, all right?
Okay.
I work hard, 14, 15 hours a day, pay all the bills. So my thing is, you know, if I'm taking care of everything and I'm coming home and still, you know what I'm saying, trying to, you know, go over homework, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to really be a good, you know what I'm saying, like dad, you know what I'm saying? She actually kicked me out the house that I pay for.
How did you find yourself out the house, Jacob? Well, you obviously pay all the bills. What did you do, Jacob?
It's our daughter's birthday. She just turned 13. And I took her to get a perm and I got her nails done. And she's saying I'm doing too much.
Jacob, did her daughter already have a perm, or this just new?
Look, honestly, I don't know what was in her head, okay? She just said she wanted to get her hair done. You know what I'm saying? Went in, came out, and I just gave her the money to pay for it.
Okay. Maybe we should call your wife. What's her name?
Malika.
All right, so this is what we're going to do, Jacob. We're going to try to get Malika on the phone, your wifey, that is. And hopefully, you know, she'll open up a little bit. But, I mean, if you as a husband can't get it open up, I don't know, maybe you think we can. But if she do open up and you know, allow everything to go back the way it was, we get y'all $100, all right?
All right.
Don't say nothing till we cue you in, bro.
All right.
Well, I know one thing. I don't have daughters, but I know if that baby did not have a perm in her head before and had one after, that's why his ass homeless. Y'all, how bad is a perm itch?
I don't know.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Malika, please?
This is she. Who is this?
This the Streets Morning to take over, Malika, with Young Jock Mo Quickest Dollar Starter.
Hey, Malika.
Right here on Streets 94.5. Now again.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Back at it again. Face that. Okay, listen, Malika, we got a segment on our show called Second Date Update, Sweetheart. And basically, your name is at the top of the list, man. What's your husband's name, Malika?
He's my fiance. His name is Jacob.
Oh, okay, well, he was saying your husband. Anyway, I know how that go. shut up. Jacob called us. Say he was just trying to figure out what's going on with the situation, man. Y'all relationship, that is. And I know it's probably a lot to talk about over the air, but we just want to, you know, try to figure out how we can help you guys.
Oh, my God. What is he talking about?
Well, that's why we calling you.
Help us out. Malika, he said that all he did was take you all's daughter to get herself made up for her birthday, and you put him out the house for it.
Okay, let me tell you what really happened. This man, first of all, it's my daughter, and we've been together for a while, but he took my baby to go get a perm in her head, and she was all natural, and then went to go get her nails done, put acrylics on a 13-year-old.
Oh.
Why does a 13-year-old need fake nails? And if that's not it, he went and made my baby turn from 13 to 26 and put all this makeup on her, got her all these clothes and stuff. I don't even recognize my baby no more. He didn't even talk to me about it.
Okay, yes. Now I could definitely see you being upset about that, and I would have some extra questions on top of that too. But you had to put him out of the house though?
Yes, because communication is everything to me, and he was not listening to what I was asking of him. And he was not respecting the fact that I said no. He did not run anything by me.
At the end of the day, was she cute?
She was too grown looking. She was not cute. She looked like one of them little thotty pockets. And that's
okay.
Not my
a little
baby.
All pocket. Right, Mama. But you don't mean to kick him out forever, though, right? How long were you going to make him stay out the house?
It's not forever, but until he realizes what he did was wrong, he don't feel like he did anything wrong. So why should he be back at the house?
Okay, well, let's talk to him about it.
Yeah. Bro.
We didn't say we do have Jacob on the line, though. Jacob.
I don't feel like I did nothing wrong.
You were supposed to say yes. Jacob, this was supposed to be easy for us.
Look, this is the way I feel, okay?
Oh, Lord.
One thing, she been telling me that she been getting bullied and teased at school because of her hair. You know, and so I just felt like since her birthday was coming up, her father ain't did nothing, ain't called her in like 3 years. So I felt like it was my turn to kind of step it up a little bit and do something out the box. So, yeah, I gave her the money, told her go in there, get her hair done, and she came out the way her hair looked. And, you know what I'm saying, yeah, I let her get her nails done. She got her little face done. It made her feel good about herself. I ain't seen her smile like that ever. So I ain't expecting you to trip on me like that, though.
Ever. My baby smiles all the time. Okay. Why would you give money to a 13-year-old to go get their hair done, and you know good and well their mama take care of everything that, with their hair and their nails, baby, or whatever the case may be?
Yeah, why didn't you ask, Jacob?
Well, listen, as a father, or as a stepfather, or as you just kind of downgraded me to boyfriend, really.
Aww, fiance.
I feel as though that sometimes you just need to do things from the kindness of your heart without asking. And I honestly thought that you would appreciate me being a man that steps up and actually takes that kind of responsibility. And instead of you just downing me, maybe you could have said, honey, you know, I appreciate what you did, but maybe next time ask me. And I would have did that. So I admit I could have communicated a little bit better, but I thought it would put a smile on your face, too, for me stepping up and taking responsibility.
Well, that was very sweet how he just said it then, but that's not how the conversation went. But I appreciate that, Jacob. Thank you, baby.
Well,
can I please come back home? I miss you. You know what I'm saying? I can't be away from you for too long. Can I please come back home?
Please. Yes, baby, you can come back home.
Hey, got to love that.
It had to come to all that for that man to come back home. I guess, hey.
Don't do that.
I'm saying, I'm happy for him now. I'm happy that it's back on and popping.
Yes.
And on behalf of 1-800-INJURED the Bethune Law Firm, we're going to hook y'all up with $100, man. Y'all take that $100, man. Y'all go do a makeover on y'all, okay?
Okay. All right, thank you.
Hey, Jacob. They said that little girl really wasn't smiling. They raised her cheeks up when they did the makeup.
Hey, y'all call us up 404-352-0945. Keep it where you got it. Number one in the streets, 94.5.